CEF Mobile.
Hey, Andrew.
How was your Thursday or your Friday?
Dave, I know it's nice out here today. A little warm, but I'll take it.
Why you can't?
How was your day?
Yeah, it's been a busy week, and I don't know why. It's just because I was out Monday or what, but it's been fairly steady all week.
When you take time off?
I think finally towards the end of the day I started kind of catching up and really running out of stuff to do, so hopefully tomorrow will be a pretty good day.
Friday's a coast on through it day.
I'm okay with that. Hopefully we'll stop early because we get done with our weekly production and everybody will want to go home. Otherwise I'll have to stay there and herd cats.
Have a number that if you hit it you don't have to run anymore?
We do, so we have a production control, and they run over, but, you know, then again, at the same time, can the suppliers handle it and other stuff, so there's a little more factors into it, but for the most part, yeah, we have a weekly volume, and as long as we run good, we get it. By the end of the week, both shifts can usually stop about an hour or so early on Friday.
They could get done earlier.
The big thing is just not stopping the line, because, you know, the line stops and we lose volume. So, I mean, the associates really can't work faster, but they can not cause issues, and that keeps the line running. So that's kind of the main thing. And we try to keep it steady. So, so far, I think we've been doing good, so I'm curious to see what time I'll get off tomorrow.
They probably got ulterior motives for not doing that, so they can get their overtime.
Official for my overtime, because then I don't have so many people that go over, and we got a report on everybody that goes over 5 hours of overtime, so it's pretty much anybody that volunteered to work their day off. So if they go home a little bit early on Friday, that saves me sometimes from that report.
Numbers, that's all that matters, right?
But, you know, I'm at the point where if I need people to come in and they're volunteering, I'll bring them. It don't matter. I can always explain it away later.
That's fine. I mean, what else do you do?
I mean, that's the way I look at it. So I'm going to bring them in if they'll come in.
Today, didn't you?
It's usually my late day since I've got class on Monday and Wednesday. So what we did is we set our late day this year. Because me and one of my counterparts, so there's four of us. Two of us have class. I have mine Monday, Wednesday. His is Thursday and Friday. So it just worked out better to have a set day every week, and then the Friday rotates through the group.
We can work together on it. Not somebody throwing a wrench in there.
Because, man, you'd have to, when we first started this year, I had to go to class, and then after class, try to come back and finish the shift. Really, didn't even have an hour left in the shift. It's like, why am I coming all the way back and walking all the way back in for that? So we just decided to set the days in stone and then rotate Friday, which has been worked out pretty well.
I imagine so. We got somebody impatient behind me.
Impatient driver.
If he realizes that we're on a road that my truck goes from white line to yellow line, so if he's going fast, he better make it quick.
And did I usually set the cruise control or just go a few miles over the speed limit? If somebody don't like it, they can go around.
I hear on these little back roads cutting from 14 over to 11.
You can get 25 and go home.
Switch vehicles, then go home, yeah.
The Highway 14 that I'm thinking of, or Highway 14 and Highway 11 intersecting Tampa Bello that I know of. Well, maybe I'm thinking of a different road.
No, you're correct. Right there at the Sphinx. That's the Highway 14 and 11 intersection. But I'm cutting across through the country from there and not going that far up. I don't need to go that far up. So I come out 101.
So what? You got shots over towards 357 and 14?
Our JD tractor up there in Blue Ridge, right across from Blue Ridge High School.
I didn't realize you came that far over.
Trip every other week up there for them.
That's right there.
I can't complain. It's a pretty good stop for me.
They tell you, everything's got its ups and downs. What was the saying? You know, the grass is always greener on the other side because that's where all the poop's at.
But you'll probably find a septic tank.
If that was the... You're not on that WhatsApp, the thing I sent you, that article that was talking about that and iMessage.
I don't use Android, or I'm on Android, so I don't have iMessage fan, or iPhone fan. I've tried and didn't care much for it.
I can't stand it, so I forced my family to use WhatsApp, you know, because Android and iPhone get the grainy looking photos and the horrible videos, so I just made them all swap over to WhatsApp.
iPhone doing that, downgrading the videos and all that stuff, just trying to be a butt to get along with.
That's 100% accurate. I mean, they do it on purpose, so they'll try to shame you into buying an iPhone, and I've just refused to do it. I don't like them, you know, just nothing about them really tickles my fancy, so. But yeah, I made the whole family swap over to that WhatsApp and use it. It's funny because they only use it with me, and then they use it every once in a while, but they go right back to using their iMessage.
For ATX, and if you're worried about encryption, I mean, what are you doing?
Like, you know, a lot of people talk about that with the WhatsApp because you get encryption, but... I ain't saying nothing I ain't worried about somebody hearing anyway. It's like talking on the radio.
Me, that's why I'm using the text messages. That way there's a record of it. I can go and look.
That. But, yeah. So and I don't know what made me stumble across that WhatsApp service, but, you know, because it's popular overseas. It's not as popular here. But, man, everybody overseas uses it. I see a lot of the guys I work with at the plant that I have their contact info, they're on there from Germany. For some reason, they use it more over there than anything else.
Everybody's got their own messaging system. Samsung's got theirs. Verizon's got theirs. You know, they have their own little version of it.
The Boy Scouts, I was trying to get all the boys to use the same thing, and you know, somebody's like, well, let's use GroupMe, and let's use Band, and let's use this, and let's use that. I'm like, man, we're not doing all this. I'm going to pick one, and y'all either go with it or you don't get the message.
If you send a message in a WhatsApp, you can't send it to somebody that doesn't have a WhatsApp account.
I don't know if they've thought about that or not, or maybe they, but if you can't. You can't send a text message to somebody that doesn't have a WhatsApp account. So I just use regular messages for people that don't have it, and then I use WhatsApp for everybody else.
The iPhone or iMessage, isn't that the old BlackBerry messaging system? Didn't iPhone buy that phone?
I mean, I really haven't ever looked into that deep. I tell you what, I do miss my BlackBerry. That was the service right there.
Same here. I wish that was back.
The other time, I mean, you have internet browsers long before anybody really could do it. It was crazy. You know, Android wasn't really a thing. And you either chose between an iPhone or a BlackBerry. And I love the BlackBerry.
I liked it. I went with... What was it, the Storm that had the 1 and 2 that had the screen, that whole screen that clicked when you touched it?
When I had that one, that was one of the last ones I had. Was it the BlackBerry Storm or something like that? I can't remember, but it was Ford's okay. I wasn't as big a fan of it. I love the screen, but the on-screen keyboard, you know, where you clicked it, it was just so weird, and it was, you know, nowadays, that's all you do is you click on the screen. It just don't give when you push on it. But I didn't like it quite as much for the texting feature as I did, you know, just using it for the web or whatever else at a time.
That was my first introduction into a smartphone.
Play drugs.
Tried about everything under the sun. Motorola, HTC, LG, iPhone, Samsung, and pretty much settled on the Samsung Notes that I like the best now.
Got my Note 20, and it's starting to show its age, and I don't know if I'm going to go with another Note, or I thought about maybe the new Pixel, but then Google's got the AI whatever integration, and I'm not a huge fan of that. I really don't want it, but I'm sure Samsung's doing the same thing as well, so, you know, I don't know which way to go yet, but it definitely won't be an iPhone.
This, the S24 is out now, and they went back to the flat screen, which I was glad to see, get away from that stupid curved edge. I never did use it.
Fighting the wrong stuff all the time through that little curved screen right on the edge. And then you get that little hidden bar over on the side where you can store some apps. The only thing I use that thing for is the APRS Droid.
Quit completely. It doesn't even show up.
Never found for it. Kind of swipe it over and hit APRS Droid and I was done. Never used it for anything else. I don't even use the pen, but I honestly don't want to go without the pen if I was ever get another Samsung.
Me a lot where I can link to my computer and I have full use of my computer with through Splashtop and hitting those little buttons. I use the pen a lot for that.
I've not done that before. I've put my Samsung Note on a TV and watch. We'll do that to watch like On Patrol Live, but I've never tried the computer feature of it.
The app that I use, I got it downloaded on my computer and the phone. It costs $1.50 a month, but I can access my computer anywhere. As long as it's on, I can access it.
Yeah, I use, I think it's Google Remote Desktop. I can't remember the name of it. It's something from Google. You know, I just give them more access to all my stuff. So I figure why not.
I have access to it no matter what anyway, so what's the point?
Jake?
Steve, KO4HKX.
Steve, KO4CEF.
How you boys doing? I don't mean to interrupt, but I just needed to ask Andrew, are you going to be at the meeting on Saturday for the club?
I don't know what all I got going on this weekend. I don't think it's a whole lot, but, and then we'll just have to see what the weather holds. You going to be there?
Well, just about like you, just about what the weather holds, but if you do make it over there, if you start over there, would you mind letting me know and bring in that FPV setup of yours? I'd love to see it, get the info on it.
Mind that. Pretty much any time I go to the airfield, I will probably have it with me.
Good deal, good deal. And as far as an iPhone, I have one of each, and I have many occasions during the day that I just want to take that iPhone and throw it against a brick wall. That's the most aggravating thing it ever was, and I've had it almost a year now. So anyhow, well, y'all carry on. Y'all have a good evening. Patrick, be careful going up the hill. Andrew, I just don't know about you, boy. Have a good evening. Okay, 4BW, yeah, I'm clear.
KO4CF.
KO4HKX.
Yeah, but I done pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to head on in here and see what the family's done today and what I've got to get into now. So, looks like my son's out mowing the backyard, so we'll see how this went. But I'll holler at you maybe, if not in the morning, it'll be next week. So, maybe we'll talk on the radio over the weekend or if JSA calls. But anyway, you have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you later. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final, Patrick.
Here, that's pretty good timing because I just cut the truck off. So good to talk to you this afternoon, Andrew. Enjoy the ride along. And maybe I'll catch you in the morning, if not over the weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.